Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A federal grand jury returned a superseding indictment, adding new charges against the leader and a high-ranking member of a large-scale organized drug crime ring operating in Alaska. In January, the U.S. Attorney's Office announced charges against 53 defendants allegedly connected to the drug trafficking enterprise, conspiracy to distribute fentanyl, methamphetamine, heroin, and cocaine, kidnapping resulting in death, and carjacking resulting in death, were among the original charges against leaders, members, and associates of the organization. According to court documents, Hericilo Sanchez Rodriguez, 57, is allegedly the leader of the transactional organized crime and drug trafficking ring that's targeting Alaska. Tamara Bren, age 41, is a high-ranking member, also known as one of his wives. Per the new charges, from August 2022 to September 2023, Bren and Sanchez Rodriguez allegedly conspired to launder money by directing members of the enterprise to use money transfer services like wire transfers, mobile applications, and money orders to attempt to launder over $1.3 million in drug proceeds. According to the superseding indictment, law enforcement has seized over 92 kilograms of fentanyl, 26 kilograms of meth, 11 kilograms of heroin, and 110 grams of cocaine in connection to this enterprise. In addition to the original charges, Sanchez Rodriguez and Bren are charged with one count of money laundering conspiracy, and Sanchez Rodriguez is charged with one count of obstruction of justice. Brett Sass is to retire from sled dog racing after sexual assault allegations. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Iditarod and Yukon Quest champion dog musher Brent Sass announced on Wednesday that he is stepping away from racing sled dogs. In February, the Iditarod Trail sled dog race disqualified Sass, its 2022 champion, just days ahead of the 1,000-mile race's 2024 event, amid allegations that he had sexually assaulted multiple women. Sass, 44, has denied the allegations, which were contained in a November 2nd letter to the Iditarod and other top sled dog races from Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates of Alaska. Two alleged victims also told Alaska Public Media, the Anchorage Daily News, and ProPublica that Sass had forced them to have sex during otherwise consensual sexual relationships more than a decade earlier. It wasn't until 4 months after the letter went to the race boards in late February that the Iditarod announced Sass's disqualification. The disqualification also came a week after newsrooms first asked the Iditarod about the allegations. In identical posts on Wednesday on Instagram and Facebook pages for his wild and free kennel, Sass announced that he is stepping away from competitive dog mushing and from social media to focus on new adventures. Sass did not immediately respond to an email, Facebook message, or text seeking comment. Sass is a four-time champion of the Yukon Quest sled dog race, winning in 2015, 19, 2020, and 2024. He won the 2022 Iditarod after mushing through a snowstorm to arrive at the finish line in Nome just over an hour before fellow Iditarod veteran Dallas Seavey, who claimed his sixth Iditarod championship this year, setting an all-time record. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
During the last week of the legislative session, the Alaska legislature passed Senate Bill 147, which now encompasses provision from House Bill 239, Senate Bill 170, Senate Bill 183, and Senate Bill 206. This comprehensive bill aims to significantly enhance the support and resources available to injured workers, streamline administrative processes, and ensure timely benefits. Senate Bill 147, sponsored by Senator James Kaufman, establishes critical reforms to Alaska's workers' compensation system, focusing on the following key areas: return to work emphasis, updated reimbursement rates, administrative simplification, and streamlined timelines. This effort marks a significant advancement in how we support our injured workers, said Senator Kaufman. By focusing on return to work, ensuring timely benefits, and establishing comprehensive rehabilitation programs, we are creating a more resilient and fair workers' compensation system. Senate Bill 183 ensures the Workers' Compensations Benefits Guarantee Fund can retain its fiscal year-end balance. This change guarantees that funds are available to make timely payments to injured workers. It is unacceptable that injured workers must wait months for benefits. This bill ensures that the Workers' Compensation Benefits Guarantee Fund can meet its obligations promptly, providing much-needed financial stability for injured workers, said Senator Jesse Bjorkman.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.